Support for this podcast and the following message come from Allianz Travel Insurance. A travel delay can cost you more than just time. Learn why 70 million American travelers protect their trips with Allianz Travel Insurance. Get a quote at AllianzTravelInsurance.com.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Nora Rahm. Allies of Alexei Navalny are now confirming the Russian opposition leader died in a remote Arctic prison yesterday. Yet, as NPR's Charles Maines reports from Moscow, the circumstances of his death remain unclear.
A spokeswoman for Navalny's political operations said Navalny's mother and his lawyer arrived Saturday at the Arctic prison where the opposition leader had been serving a lengthy sentence. There, the spokeswoman said they were issued an official certificate of death, but were told investigators had taken away Navalny's body for an examination, ignoring demands to turn over his remains to the family. Prison officials claim Navalny collapsed and died after a walk in the prison yard Friday, but have provided few other details. Meanwhile, in cities across Russia, Navalny supporters left flowers and tributes at monuments dedicated to past Soviet repressions, only to see police clear the memorials and make dozens of arrests. Charles Maines, NPR News. Moscow.
An independent rights monitoring group says nearly 300 people have now been detained in 30 cities across Russia following the death. Moscow police detained about 15 people. The BBC's Sarah Rainsford reports.
Today, as people came out again in Moscow to lay flowers in Navalny's memory, the police were waiting. When the crowd refused to disperse, the police swooped and dragged people to their vans through the snow. Those spared shouted, "Shame on you," but the police cleared the area. In life, Navalny was able to rally large crowds of supporters. The Kremlin doesn't want to risk the real anger at his death spilling out into open protest. So it's clamping down hard.
The BBC's Sarah Rainsford. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky spoke to the annual Munich Security Conference today. He asked his allies for help in fighting the Russian invasion. He said Ukraine can force Russia to retreat, but it's being hampered by what he called an artificial deficit of weapons. California road officials say they're going to close a section of the famous Pacific Coast Highway at night indefinitely. NPR's Nathan Rott reports.
A six-mile stretch of the PCH, as it's lovingly referred to in California, will be closed north of Malibu from 6 p.m. to 7 a.m. for the foreseeable future. Parts of the road collapsed from intense rains and waves earlier this month, and there are concerns that more damage could happen when another storm system hits Southern California in the coming days. Forecasters warn much of California could be hit with potentially dangerous precipitation again from Sunday to Tuesday. The National Weather Service warns more flooding and debris flows or rock slides could occur because the ground is still so saturated from the earlier storms. Nathan Rott, NPR News.
This is NPR News in Washington. Tonight, Broadway's marquees will dim in memory of actress Cheetah Rivera, who died at the age of 91 on January 30th. The star of such shows as West Side Story, Bye Bye Birdie, and Chicago, Rivera was a Broadway legend. Jeff London reports.
At exactly 7:45 p.m. tonight, the lights on Broadway will dim for 1 minute in honor of Cheetah Rivera. One of the last true Broadway stars, Rivera was a triple threat who could act, sing, and above all, dance. She appeared in over 20 musicals in over six decades, including Chicago.
Come on, babe, why don't we paint the town? And all that jazz, I'm gonna...
Cheetah Rivera picked up two Tonys, as well as a Tony for Lifetime Achievement and a Kennedy Center honor. For NPR News, I'm Jeff London in New York.
Lawyers for Donald Trump say they will appeal yesterday's ruling that the former president paid $355 million for civil fraud. He had inflated the value of his properties to obtain more favorable loan terms. Trump is also banned from serving as an officer or director of any New York company for 3 years. A judge in Houston yesterday refused to dismiss felony fraud charges against Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton. He's accused of intentionally misleading investors in a tech company before he became attorney general. He's scheduled to go on trial April 15th. I'm Nora Rahm, NPR News in Washington.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Capella University. With Capella's FlexPath learning format, you can earn your degree online at your own pace and get support from people who care about your success. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu.